Astonishingly, they were able to get the job done in 4 days, and Wozniak used only 45 chips. Recollections differ, but by most accounts, Job simply gave Wozniak half of the base fee and not the bonus Bushnell paid for saving 5 chips. It would be another 10 years before Wozniak discovered, by being shown the tale in a book on the history of Atari titled Zap, that Jobs had been paid this bonus. "I think that Steve needed the money, and he just didn't tell me the truth," Wozniak later said. When he talks about it now, there are long pauses, and he admits that it causes him pain. "I wish he had just been honest. If he had told me he needed the money, he should have known I would have just given it to him. He was a friend. You help your friends." To Wozniak, it showed a fundamental difference in their characters. "Ethics always mattered to me, and I still don't understand why he would have gotten paid one thing and told me he'd gotten paid another," he said. "But, you know, people are different." When Jobs learned this story was published, he called Wozniak to deny it. "He told me that he didn't remember doing it, and that if he did something like that, he would remember it, so he probably didn't do it," Wozniak recalled. When I asked Jobs directly, he became unusually quiet and hesitant. "I don't know where that allegation comes from," he said. "I gave him half the money I ever got. That's how I've always been with Woz. I mean, Woz stopped working in 1978. He never did 1 ounce of work after 1978. And yet he got exactly the same shares of Apple stock that I did." Is it possible that memories are muddled and that Jobs did not, in fact, shortchange Wozniak? "There's a chance that my memory is all wrong and messed up," Wozniak told me. But after a pause, he reconsidered. "But no, I remember the details of this one, the $350 check. He confirmed his memory with Nolan Bushnell and Al Alcorn. "I remember talking about the bonus money to Woz, and he was upset," Bushnell said. "I said, yes, there was a bonus for each chip they saved," and he just shook his head and then clucked his tongue. Whatever the truth, Wozniak later insisted that it was not worth rehashing. "Jobs is a complex person," he said, "and being manipulative is just the darker facet of the traits that make him successful. Wozniak would never have been that way, but as he points out, he also could never have built Apple." "I would rather let it pass," he said when I pressed the point. "It's not something I want to judge Steve by." The Atari experience helped shape Jobs' approach to business and design. He appreciated the user-friendliness of Atari's insert quarter, avoid Klingons games. That simplicity rubbed off on him and made him a very focused product person, said Ron Wayne. Jobs also absorbed some of Bushnell's take-no-prisoners attitude. "Nolan wouldn't take no for an answer," according to Alcorn, and this was Steve's first impression of how things got done. Nolan was never abusive, like Steve sometimes is, but he had the same driven attitude. "It made me cringe, but damn it, it got things done." In that way, Nolan was a mentor for Jobs. Bushnell agreed. "There is something indefinable in an entrepreneur, and I saw that in Steve," he said. "He was interested not just in engineering, but also the business aspects. I taught him that if you act like you can do something, then it will work. I told him, pretend to be completely in control, and people will assume that you